Good morning, a Thursday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, David. It's always exciting to face a new day and new problems. And, you know, problems are great things which can be cured if you put your mind to it.
There's always trouble, isn't there?
Well, if there isn't, you make it.
The Palace Theater, I see, is going to get some renovations here in Albany.
Yeah, $65 million transformation. Mayors of Albany and common councils and the moneyed class have often done what they could, and quite correctly, to revitalize downtown Albany. It's a good thing. You know, we have a wonderful public theater down there. We have the Palace Theater, which has done good work, and the committees that are there. But, David, a number of years ago, the money for WAMC in the area was stripped out of the cultural budget because they didn't have enough money. Steve Barnes, in writing his excellent article in the Times Union this morning, says, "Information about funding for the project was not provided, nor were details about prospective new programming." Well, you see, the devil is in the details. And as Barnes correctly points out, there are questions to be asked. Is the city going to put that money in? And are there other neighborhoods that need revitalization in Albany other than the downtown area? You know, every governor we have seen has been interested in this project of bringing people into downtown Albany. We hear stories about new housing and the rest in capital cities. However, Albany's a big place. And years ago, we determined we were going to do what we could with the Linda Norris Auditorium. And, you know, this is the reason, frankly, that a lot of institutions move out of inner cities, because they don't get the kind of support they should.
Supporting each other. Today, a New York Times CBS News poll indicates that relations between African Americans and the police are so brittle that the attack that killed five officers in Dallas left many respondents unsurprised. It's the lowest point now in the Obama presidency, Alan. It found that 6 in 10 Americans say race relations were growing worse, up from 38% a year ago.
Well, I don't think there's any question that there is an understanding of this separation between the races and the understanding about the tensions that we have. And clearly what has been going on, Black Lives Matter, the terrible, terrible assassination of these police officers, have done nothing but exacerbate and make more public the tension that is going on. Yet one wonders whether it is the events that have caused the polls to change, or whether or not it is just that things are really getting worse. I suspect they're not getting worse, but that we're paying more attention to it.
You spoke yesterday about fanning the flames. Donald Trump is voicing the bewilderment and anger of whites who do not feel powerful or privileged. Dozens of interviews by the New York Times suggest that the passions aroused by Trump take many forms, from earnest yet muddled rebellion to deeper bigotry.
David, I've been talking about this for a long time now, and I've been saying that Trump is clearly aiming his campaign at those people who are either white male, white women, hoping that his campaign will get to that group. And with some regularity, he's been offering incentives to those folks. This is a very dangerous thing to watch, because it exacerbates the very differences we're talking to. And when Obama gives a speech and talks about hoping that the center will hold, that's for people who really understand that this country, to be really great, it has to give everyone a chance.
Meanwhile, we're hearing that Donald Trump is expected to make his vice presidential pick on Friday. There's some internal discussions going on right now.
Unclear about what they're going to do. They could, of course, name a politician. They could name an admiral. We have heard about governors. We have heard about admirals. We'll have to see where he goes. I think, and I don't want to give any advice to anybody, because what am I, running the Trump campaign? But I think if you pick an established politician who knows how to negotiate the system, you're better off than if you pick an admiral who really has been under civilian authority. At least we think that they are under civilian authority, a 4-star admiral. And we really don't know what we're going to find out about them, because life has a way of vetting politicians, because their lives have to be open to the public, that it doesn't have with others, civil servants and military people.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Back to work.
Yeah, I have to talk to my travel agent about the way in which the city is hosting WMC.